Earlier this month, local Indigenous peoples gathered on the banks of the Mystic River in Charlestown, Massachusetts, to mark Native American Heritage Month. They learned a skill that's new to them, but it's an ancient practice: how to use fire to build a traditional dugout canoe called a meshoon. Cristela Guerra of member station WBUR takes us there.
Akwani, Natasawas, Minikisu Masmata. Hello, my name's Andre Strong Bearheart from the Nipmuc tribe. And just out here burning a traditional meshoon with our sister tribe, the Massachusetts.
Strong Bearheart watches the fire closely as the wind picks up and feeds the flame. Every few minutes, someone with a metal scraper shapes the wood as it smolders, gradually hollowing out the heart of this tree. Heat emanates from the center.
Yeah, the tree will teach you a lot of lessons about patience and acceptance, happiness, suffering, a lot of all these things bundled together.
Strong Bearheart learned this craft from his teachers, who are part of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe. This knowledge has been passed down through generations. It's a way to heal and teach young ones about their culture.
It's what we've did for thousands of years here. 10, 12,000 years, we stepped into each other's spaces to create alliances. And also, you know, it's the reason that we survived here for so long.
The smoke dances above their heads as it rises. The group works together, using water to control the burn in shifts. They watch and scrape from dawn to dusk and overnight. Too much fire and it's a total loss. Not enough and it won't take shape. Their campsite is spare. A few tents, chairs, strong coffee. Joining them throughout the week are other local tribes, such as the Aquinna, Chappaquiddick, and Mashpee Wampanoag.
Usaweyu, Daka Marparrilla, Daka Boriken Taino. Buen dia. Good morning. My name is Marparrilla, and I am Taino from Boriken.
Parrilla is one of five apprentices. She says there's constant communication with the wood, fire, and elements as they interact. It becomes meditative. This method of both burning is similar to what Taino use in Boriken, also known as Puerto Rico, a tradition she hopes to bring back.
I feel like my ancestors are with me. Like we go into a spiritual place. There are moments where we're all kind of on a trance working on it together.
From the campsite, they see Deer Island, a burial ground where Native Americans died after being moved there by settlers during King Philip's War. It's now used for waste treatment. Local residents pass, curious and surprised to see the people of this land on this land at all. Next to the meshoon is a fake decapitated head on a pike, red paint streaming down its face.
It says in the memorial of all the northeastern woodland indigenous folks who were murdered and beheaded by the English for public display.
Until 2004, there was still a law from 1675 in the books banning Native Americans from walking unaccompanied within city limits. Thomas Green of the Massachusetts at Ponkapog says the way to reckon with genocide and erasure is through projects like these.
So we want our sister tribes to be here and doing this project with it. It helps to solidify the bonds that our ancestors once had. The colonists came here and they divided that unity, and we're trying to reclaim it or some semblance of it.
The meshoon is finished within a day or so, a gift from the Nipmuc to the Massachusetts. They paddled it on the Mystic River. It glides smoothly along. At the nose, they carved a turtle, a symbol of the land they share. For here and now, I'm Cristela Guerra.